Attend the lords of France and Burgundy, Gloucester.
I shall, my lord.
Meantime, we shall express our darker purpose. Give me the map there. Know that we have divided in three our kingdom, and it is our fast intent to shake all cares and business from our age, conferring them on younger strengths, while we, unburthened, crawl toward death. Our son of Cornwall, and you are no less loving son of Albany, we have this hour a constant will to publish our daughter's several dowers, that future strife may be prevented now. The princes, France and Burgundy, great rivals in our youngest daughter's love, long in our court have made their amorous sojourn, and here are to be answered. Tell me, my daughters, since now we will divest us both of rule, interest of territory, cares of state, which of you, shall we say, doth love us most? That we our largest bounty may extend, where nature doth with merit challenge. Goneril, our eldest born, speak first.
Sir, I love you more than word can wield the matter. Dearer than eyesight, space and liberty, beyond what can be valued rich or rare. No less than life, with grace, health, beauty, honour, as much as child e'er loved, or father found, a love that makes breath poor and speech unable. Beyond all manner of so much, I love you.
What shall Cordelia speak? Love and be silent.
Of all these bounds, even from this line to this, with shadowy forests and with champaigns riched with plenteous rivers and wide-skirted meads, we make thee lady. To thine and Albany's issue be this perpetual. What says our second daughter, our dearest Regan, wife of Cornwall?
I am made of that self-metal as my sister, and prize me at her worth. In my true heart, I find she names my very deed of love. Only she comes too short, that I profess myself an enemy to all other joys, which the most precious square of sense possesses, and find I am alone felicitate in your dear Highness' love.
Then poor Cordelia, and yet not so. Since I am sure my love's more ponderous than my tongue.
To thee and thine, hereditary ever, remain this ample third of our fair kingdom, no less in space, validity, and pleasure than that conferred on Goneril.